Coming to you live from Plug Hits Mobile Studios in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. We are keeping you plugged in with episode 240 or 237.
That's a different number.
F5Live.tv. TalkShoe's messing with me tonight, I'm telling you. They are messing with me. Tonight.
Oh, right. The music's not changing.
No, it's not. Look at that.
Tonight. We have day two coverage of CES.
What a thing.
Say Nick.
Nick. Spot on every single time. It's magic.
Somehow, we're in a different location.
We are.
And that smell keeps following us.
Yes, it does, but there's a new smell, too.
Oh, there is?
It's actually a pleasant smell.
It is.
Because we have a special guest. But the original smell, it still lingers. It's that new tech smell. Because, God, I think this show right here.
This one here?
This one right here is part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Alante.
And we're here.
We are.
Look at that. Someone else is here.
Hi.
Point that out. Bam. Intro. Go.
It's Courtney.
Woo! We should explain more.
Yes. Give them a little bit of information about who you are and why we're here.
Me?
Yes, you
want
you.
Me to?
Yes.
Oh, my name is Courtney Wallen. I'm with SDR News, RVNN TV, and a part of the Tech Podcast Network.
Look at that.
Oh. Yay.
Is that good?
Indeed.
That's okay. Perfect. I got it.
It's like she's done this before.
I know.
What a thing.
Yep. John and I had the pleasure of being on one of their shows.
Yes, RVNN Live.
Last week.
Yeah.
And so she's come to join us tonight.
You have to reciprocate.
It's nice.
I have to reciprocate. That's exactly right. John is going to get an earful. Because yes. He's not even here.
That means we can make fun of him.
It's true. That's the standing rule.
And to start, we'll preface by letting everyone know John pretty much died at the end of our show last night.
Yes.
He was falling watching. Over. Out on his feet. It was absolutely great.
Poor John.
He chose to take a night off, which is the important thing here.
Now, to be fair, the night before, it was my turn. I did almost pass out during the show.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week for us.
I hope I stay on my chair tonight.
I'm as healthy as a horse.
There you go. I'm glad I'm by you.
Yeah.
Don't get me sick.
How healthy is a horse?
Very.
Sometimes they have to shoot them.
Stallion.
Really?
Leave it there. No.
This isn't your regular show if you haven't figured out
no,
yet.
No, it's not. It's not. But that's okay. That's totally okay. I'm excited because it's not my regular thing, right?
Things are different.
Yeah, exactly. It's different.
Change it up.
We're maybe the only ones here.
The street cleaner's here
people,
somewhere.
People here,
I don't know.
It's interesting. So.
For those who are watching instead of just listening, behind us is the show floor, the South Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Right.
It is well after hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are among the only ones left in the building. It's pretty exciting.
At least we weren't scared off by security tonight.
It's true.
That's
that happened
good.
Last night.
So that's good.
We've become
friends with them. So that's good.
Thank goodness.
Of course, you can
About
find...
About time we became friends with somebody.
Of course, you can find this coverage and other coverage at F5Live.tv. And, of course, at TPN.tv all week long as we have continued live coverage of International CES 2012. Live content streaming all the time that you're on, Courtney.
Yes.
Well, you're on that live coverage.
I am on that live coverage. Tomorrow, I'm actually kicking off Wednesday's... tomorrow's Thursday.
Thursday.
The days are running together. I don't know what time it is. I don't think I've gotten enough sleep.
We just found you on the street and
I know.
You up,
they did. The corner of... Yeah. Anyways, won't put myself down. However...
The Flamingo.
Hey, I like the... I call it the Flamingo. One of my favorite places to stay. One of the only places I've stayed in Vegas. But what was I saying? Days, CES.
Kicking things off.
9 o'clock Pacific tomorrow. I'll be on live for 3 hours. So.
Nice.
Then I hit
the
floor.
3 hours of this.
3 hours of this.
Then you hit
this.
The floor.
And then I hit the floor.
Hard.
Not
hard.
Like John.
Hard.
Face Seriously. Last night, we're talking to Avram Pilch, online editorial director of Laptop Mag. Just picked that name up. And he's talking to Avram. And he's...
You can see him rapidly declining.
Didn't see him. You heard him.
He just stopped talking. He was... you saw the...
John?
Hello.
John.
The TiVo didn't work. for the first time.
Yeah, it was a little frightening, and the yikes. The look in his eye was well, you saw him earlier.
Yeah,
oh. He's not doing well.
He's not.
It got worse on the way back. At one point, one of the zombies, I'm sorry, the homeless, was beating him.
We call them zombies.
You know, because there's the ones that walk fast, and then there are the ones that look like they're zombies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of them was beating him in speed.
It was really bad.
So,
it was like I had to be like 65. She was like a 65-year-old hobo. Just.
And, yeah. I don't know what that was either.
He's got all the sound effects today. Is this normal for
it's
you?
Police Academy today.
Yes, it is. Okay.
And John's like, because he always makes
he
that.
He was making like boomer noise. I don't know if he played Left 4 Dead. he was making boomer noises so and we were afraid.
We're walking, do-do-do-do-do, and all you hear is coming from like 30 feet behind us. And we're like, boomer.
Yikes.
People were staying back, so that's good. Yeah.
So you're not going to do that after 3 hours, but you will hit
the
floor.
Pressure is on. Yeah, I will hit the floor, and I think I head to Central tomorrow, I believe?
Oh, we'll
or
be
north.
There.
Yeah,
we'll
or north or south.
Well, that narrows it down.
It's not east or west.
Indeed.
And
yeah,
luckily, they don't make those convention halls.
And it's not the Venetian.
It's not the Venetian. It's not the Hilton again. I did the Hilton today. And if for those of you out there have been here and know what the Hilton contains, it was a scary place.
Las Vegas Hotel, ma'am.
Yeah. The Scott and John forewarned me what I would see there, and I was forewarned. I had two bodyguards, and I came out with all my limbs, but it was... very scared.
Good.
And mostly because of what you guys had said. I don't know if it was all that I needed, but yeah, I got through.
We set you up to be scared, which is awesome.
Yeah, you set me up for failure. Thank you.
We actually had our own run-in downstairs because there's a whole corridor of them downstairs. And
it is.
It was, hey, come here.
Mm-hmm.
If they're looking at you while you're in another booth.
It's like being in one of those tourist trap malls. With the kiosks in the middle, those experience centers, they're just yelling at you with the stuff.
Yeah, it's a little intense.
It's all right.
Hey, I can save you money on your wireless.
Nope.
Go away. Don't care.
But there are good things here at CES.
There are lots of good
things.
Right?
That's what I was told, at least.
Yes.
I've not seen them yet. No, I'm kidding. No. There are great things. And Courtney, you saw a lot today, and we want to discuss what you saw.
Well, I have a lot of things up here. I don't have to talk about all of them. I can talk about a couple. I just brought them up here to be prepared. So you guys can say, your time is up. You can now exit. Yeah.
Nah, it's good.
So
let's see.
What did we
encounter today?
I hit the floor right away this morning. Jeffrey Powers and I did. And we're out there. We stop at this booth. And it was kind of one of those, on the edge. So typically, those aren't really the best.
Right.
But so we stopped. He said, "We've got the best stuff." Of course, you do. It was kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
And then he really did have this really cool. We had this really cool stuff. So this is. yep. He's. If you can see Jeff.
Jeffrey Powers, by the way, is sitting over at the control booth, holding up one of the fun things that he found.
I think if you have access to the control of the swinging camera, you should scan it towards you and show it on TPN.TV.
This is what he's holding. It's fastcap.com. You can check him out. But and of course, maybe we should plug some Jeffrey here at Geekazine. You got to check out his show.
Let's do that. Yeah.
There's Jeffrey for you. But he's having a good time over there. Okay, so this is the thing. It's a lanyard, and I'm really tired of putting this in my pocket and putting it in my purse. I know you guys are familiar with the purse thing, but it always gets lost. And here I've had it in my pocket, and so it falls out. So anyways, they have this lanyard. I have too many things in my hands right now. So it's a lanyard with your phone and. Careful there. And it plugs into your headphone or where your headphones would go. And so if I get a phone call, I can just go like this and put it right in my ear.
Oh. Nice.
And it goes back down. So it's got this little circular, the wires are put through here. And actually, if you take this apart, which my phone is really disgusting, I was kind of embarrassed for this guy to take my case off. But if you don't get the case with the headphones, it gives you a device to wire your own through. So the price point's different if you get it with or without wires.
That's cool.
But it was really cool. They've got it for the 3GS, which I still have.
Yeah,
but the 3GS. Okay, good. And Jeffrey does too. So not the only ones.
Shame on all of you.
So, I know.
Exactly. So he had this, and then they've got
not
this walking
the
stick.
They think. Right.
They've got this walking stick. You can put your iPhone in there. So if you're hiking or outdoors or camping or whatever, you can. Or old. Yes.
I need my iPhone.
Yeah. So you can take this out if you want to take a picture, you know, while you're out. You guys are going to like keep giving me weird commentary the whole time. Take a picture as you go.
We probably should have warned you about that.
I know.
Wait, you didn't warn her when you were on their show?
You know, we didn't. We were trying to conform to their format.
Oh, for sure.
Which
shame.
Is a little bit more family friendly. It's an RV lifestyle network.
Right.
And it was pretty funny because it's Vegas and you talk about things that are just kind of like, I could say this or I could say this, but your mind goes towards that.
Because you're in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just fun. So anyways, this is a little walking stick, but you can put your iPhone in it if you want to take, you know.
Sure. I could just see a guy like, oh, I'm 85 years old and I'm in the wilderness. Oh, there go a deer.
iPhone picture.
Took a picture of that deer with the cane.
That's useful then.
I don't
that
know what just happened.
That 85-year-old guy didn't go hiking for 20 years until that device came out.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
This will make him go hiking.
I saw that fancy machine there and I said, I got to get me an iPhone to put
he
on
He seems
now.
So quiet and then he comes
He's
out
not.
With all these
you know,
voices.
Before the show, I can't do this show. I can't do that.
I'm an old person. I'm done at 85.
It's an old Bill Cosby.
That's what I was thinking. I think that's I think that's like an ATM machine. I think that's just redundant.
Mm-hmm.
Can it do something other than an iPhone? It looks like it's got regular camera thread almost at the top.
Here's the thing.
That there.
This case right here is just made for the iPhone 4.
Right.
This is a 4S here. So I think that you could get a different attachment, but I think he only makes it for iDevices. So,
gotcha.
As far as the holder, the
3GS.
It just looks like that's a standard camera thread almost.
Right. It looks, but I don't know if it. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So this is just the extra attachment. Yeah. So you could mm-hmm. put something else on there.
That's
but
a standard
yeah,
camera
this,
thread.
Sorry.
So you could put any kind of camera at the top
right.
of that.
Yeah.
Which is that's
then,
a win.
Then he gave me this thing for my iPhone 4S that I'll be getting in a couple weeks. And then this guy here, because Jeffrey had one and he said that his was better. And so the guy gave me one of these guys.
Nice.
Just so I could say mine was better. So I scored some free stuff because Jeffrey said his was better. So
nice.
So that was all at one booth. And I think price points were somewhere between, I had nothing more than 30.
Okay.
Okay.
If that's cool. General
between
enough for
nothing
you.
Nothing and more than 30.
Yeah.
Good.
So, pretty good.
So any number.
Yes.
Between nothing and more than 30.
By nature.
Any number. Got it.
Any number. Any number. So that was one. Tell me when to stop.
Oh.
Okay. So this is totally not probably your audiences, but listen to me, boys.
You'll be surprised at
girlfriends.
Our audience.
Mm. Okay. Girlfriends and Cool Factor. Swarovski crystals. You're probably familiar with them, right? Yeah. You guys love Swarovski crystals.
Have a bunch of them.
You look like, yes, love them. White diamonds. Let's see. White diamonds. They are crystal cases for your iPhone. And I got to pick one out, which is really cool because they're like, pick out anyone you want. And if you look at this little catalog here that they gave me, lots of really cool stuff. Some of them are totally blinged out.
Wow.
I don't know if they can see that there, but lots of cool stuff. But they are not sold in the U.S. yet.
Mm,
okay. They are official partners with Swarovski, which is pretty cool. It's got some street cred there. Let's see here. What am I going with this?
Swarovski and street cred in the same sentence.
Yeah, right?
I know.
Swarovski
that was
probably not to be right. married. But anyways, this is not going to be available in the United States until like later in the year. So I'm one
That's
of the
awesome.
Only few to have this case.
There you go.
I picked this pattern out for myself because I thought it was cool. So I hope
now, you... Which version of the iPhone is that for?
It's for the 4S.
Okay.
So
4S.
Yeah, 4. Yeah, sorry, 4 and 4S. And I have to keep all of... This is my weekend case.
Nice.
This is my rugged outdoors case. I have so many cases.
With your friend with the cane, and I gotta take the picture of the deer.
I desperately need to do something real quick,
okay.
Nick. And I know, this is kind of for us. I need to see that package real quick.
This?
Because I just need to do like.
Oh. Like the Vanna White.
Is that,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the Vanna White.
There you go.
The hand?
Well, that's okay. Good.
Yeah, so you can check
now
it out.
Now everyone can see that.
White-diamonds.com.
White-diamonds.com.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
I think I'm going to go and get me one.
Yeah,
Even though I don't have a 4S, you know, I just want to get
Do you have
one.
An iPad?
No.
No, because they had iPads. Actually, Jeffrey was going to get an iPad one, and they we didn't get to go back. So anyways,
those are really cool though. They have really nice like graphics on them.
Superman, if you like that. Cool, or yeah. I mean, this is kind of. I mean, I don't know if diamonds are a guy's best friend or crystals.
They can
sometimes.
Be.
They're not really sometimes. So,
thank you, Alante.
You're cracking me up because you were so quiet before. Now he's.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. So
give him a microphone. He loses his mind.
Yeah. I'm a bombshell. I go off in any moment.
So once we start talking about like tech things, though, he just.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear crickets. It's just ridiculous. Mm. But anything that's not related to anything important. Yeah, da, 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 da.
There
but then
goes.
Apparently, iPhone cases, he chimes right in too. So that's good.
Is this a cue that it's got graphics on it?
I'm a graphic artist. It's awesome.
Well, that's true. It does affect him that way.
Fair enough. I will say this, though.
You tardo.
It makes sense for a company that's trying to enter. I'm ignoring you. That's trying to enter the market by going with an eye product because there's only two form factors. Mm-hmm. You get one and the big one. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So well, why not jump on board with something like that?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Old one, the current one,
and the big one.
Big one. So
right,
there's
I'm sorry.
Three.
Oh, that's cool.
I can see you rocking that one.
They should do, if they did
I can
wolf,
too.
there's this pattern where it's like tigers made out of these gems. They're not, there's probably glass or something. But if they made like a wolf out of it, when?
I would keep feeding them.
I would do it. Yeah, feed it. Feed it. I love it.
Look what you're doing, Courtney.
This is pretty funny. I'm just like egging you on to talk.
I mean, this is great.
Like,
I love
what
it.
What else could we talk about? What's your favorite cereal?
I like Frosted Flakes because they're so delicious, and I like Waffle Crisp too.
I don't have any idea what's happening.
New sponsors of the show, Frosted Flakes.
That's good. Apparently, who knew?
That's good.
Cardboard.
Oh,
thank you.
Goodness.
They do too.
Tony the Bear. Here you go.
But you have one of the few. It's probably you. And Gary Shapiro. And that's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Until
good.
It hits the U.S. and then they're probably going to go cuckoo bananas over it. But I guess in Europe it's a huge thing. So
it looks great.
I mean, you see all the blingy ones around here, obviously. There's any kind of case possible. But these are the official Swarovski crystals.
That actually looks pretty cool.
So I think this one is only like retailed at between 30 and 40.
So not okay. real crystals. No,
they are real crystals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
But there's only a few.
Understood.
Now you get the one that the lion, and that's going to cost you
$158,000.
$200.
Right.
That's
right.
$68,000.
That's why they look significantly better than all, you know, normal gleamy things mm-hmm. you see around people.
It's got a price point between nothing and more than $60,000.
In a general sense.
Nothing is swag here. All right.
It's true.
Yeah. Here.
They're gifts.
Here.
Right here.
It's like gifts. Christmas.
Right. Stuff we all get.
Yeah.
So what else? Any other eye things you had?
I only brought my business cards up here. We talked to Power, or we went to Power Bag today. Have you guys run into them yet and seen that whole display? It's kind of the big chit-chat around here. I know
right.
Todd was telling me before, Todd Cochran was saying, you know, I got this bag that can charge all your devices, but they didn't put the battery in it. And that was all so that he would go back down. But it's totally worth the trip to go see it. It's a book bag that you can travel around. You can charge your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop, blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
Pretty cool. And they've got lots of other good things. And then Skunk Juice, which I believe they are on tomorrow's coverage. This is cool. You guys might like this a lot.
Okay.
They are magnetic earbuds. Well, it shouldn't say earbuds. They're just headphones. You can get the nice headphones. They have different kinds of headphones. But anyways, what it is, the wiring, it magnetically snaps here, wherever that is. Mm-hmm. So that snaps in, and then you can connect to anyone else. They can connect in with you.
Like the old school Apple chargers.
Actually, we asked them. We said, okay, do you guys run into anything legally because you got this magnetic snap versus Apple? And they said, no, we had it before.
Oh,
okay.
Intriguing.
So they could go after Apple, but
yes,
they chose not to climb that mountain, which
they'd get squished.
So Skunk Juice, get hooked up. And so if you go, you guys, I will say you're welcome before I even tell you what I'm doing. Go check them out because they've got these girls that say, want to hook up on your shirt?
Oh, nice.
And they're cute.
I'm recording.
So check it out. They'll ask if you want to hook up. Yeah. There goes the ring that's not there. I was like, that was very convincing, though.
I know, right?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of, I showed you guys my gross finger. It's
gone
let's down.
Let's discuss this.
It's gone down.
It has.
Significantly.
Courtney wore
which
a
is frightening.
Goth ring and
I wore
it swelled.
A ring and it's that never happens.
That's an awesome ring.
Well, you
Thank
can't
you.
Say that anymore, can you? That it never happens?
That it never happens. I was like, say what?
You can't
say
that anymore.
I can never say it never. Yeah, exactly. So
where'd you get it from? There.
This ring?
Space.
Space, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It looks space. Very spacey.
They're going to be on your coverage tomorrow with you?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they booked first thing in the morning. So Skunk Juice, 9 Pacific. I believe they're around 9 and 10.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be as general as possible today, therefore to set expectations very low.
At what website?
Their website for Skunk Juice?
No, yep. The website for the broadcast. We got to pick that name
TPN.TV.
Look at the
there
plug.
You go.
See,
sorry.
It's just naturally.
I'm like Skunk Juice and I'm not, yeah. Ooh.
I don't know. There's one at the bottom.
SkunkJuiceEarbuds.com.
See, you got to know the website.
Okay, no,
that's one of the important things.
You're prepping me for tomorrow.
Indeed. Yeah.
You're prepping me.
We're trying
I should
to.
Just totally study this card tonight. Shane Yoon. Yoon.
So,
Yeah, it's Yoon. Weird.
So, what were your favorite things you encountered today, Alante?
Favorite things for today. My first favorite thing was a contraption called U-Book. U-Book was pretty cool.
You did
cool.
like that. Yeah.
Yes, I really did like U-Book. But, you know, somebody ended up telling me that there was something way better. I'm like, whatever. But
and we talked about it on the show 6 months ago.
Right. I don't
but
care.
But he didn't get to see it.
It's true.
It was tech stuff, so he just went.
I tune out. Always.
Just fall asleep.
I always will.
It's
until
so sad.
Until you say video game. And I'll be like, oh, yes.
Courtney, I'd be like Ace Radconian. She'd be like, yes. You, I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
So, the U-Book is?
Was exciting U-book, for you.
It was awesome because it's a laptop where it has a digital keyboard that you can change. You can change everything about it. You can change the font. Like, if you want to type in a different font, well, the font will change on the keyboard. So that's kind of cool. You can
graphic
see
designer
it there.
Graphic designer appreciates it.
Yeah.
You yes,
can see,
indeed.
You can see every letter, how it looks as soon as you select it, so you don't have to type things out. Excuse me. You can change how the keyboard looks, so you can change it to like a Mac keyboard, or you can change it to whatever. So that's really cool. And then like they didn't have it on the demo, but you can change the backdrop that the keyboard was on. So you can the keyboard didn't take up the whole screen. So you can have, they said they were going to do things like lightning happening behind the keys and
that's interesting.
Like clouds coming towards you or something
custom
like that.
Backgrounds
like
or
yeah,
all
custom
right.
backgrounds.
I know.
So that was cool. Yeah, it would be distracting. But for somebody like me,
he likes
awesome.
Distractions.
Yes, I do.
So
that's how I function.
Squirrel.
So obviously the bottom is a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
Is the top?
No, top was not a touchscreen.
Okay.
That was regular, kind of like DS.
Okay.
Think DS. Also, one of the key things was that they had different shortcut buttons at the top, which, of course, is fully customizable, but that's,
sure.
they wanted to show that off. So you have all your function keys, your numeric keys up at the top, but they had little shortcuts like, the home and Photoshop and blah, blah, blah. So that was nice.
Very nice.
One of the cool things about it, which of course caught me from the beginning, was let's say you open up something like Photoshop, the bottom screen, which is your keyboard, changes completely. So you can either have it be shortcuts for your tools, so you just press your marquee tool, blah blah blah, whatever, or
on your keyboard.
On the keyboard, so it won't. It
the keyboard goes away. It
right,
becomes
keyboard
a screen.
It doesn't look like a keyboard.
I'm just
anymore.
Totally amazed.
It
right
becomes
now.
A
How
really big DS.
I was
is really
like
what
that.
It comes to be.
I was amazed. I was completely blown away. It completely goes away and changes into whatever the application wants it to be. Also, this is another thing that blew me away. You can draw on that screen.
Yeah, it's precise enough to draw on.
Yes,
it.
So you can you
very
get
nice.
A, you get a stylus with this laptop, and you can draw and color on that touchscreen. You can directly manipulate the image right on that screen, and that was you don't need a tablet, you know. Or you can it probably doesn't have the sensitivity like normal tablets have, but still, that's amazing.
Right,
that's very cool.
So. That was
the disappointment. There was that you couldn't put your hands on it, though.
They wouldn't let
yes.
us touch it. They were
really?
Afraid of him.
They wouldn't let us touch it because it's still a prototype. They didn't have something that was.
I'm really sick of that word.
Yeah.
That in beta.
That was really.
I have good news for you.
Oh yes.
It's not the only company who's done it. Acer produced a prototype. They've got hundreds of the prototype because it's Acer and they can do that. Mm-hmm. It's the Iconia.
Okay.
And it also is a touchscreen here. It's a touchscreen here. And they've got one at the Computex booth downstairs.
That's true.
So you can actually put your hands on one.
And I have to check that one out.
So. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Getting to actually touch it. That was, we messed with that one. We wrote about, John wrote about it 6 months ago or so when they first announced it.
Yeah.
Probably at Computex.
Nice.
To be fair. I think it was. And so getting to finally put our hands on it because we haven't gotten to. Because, you know, Taipei is a little further away than Vegas.
A little. Not much.
Indeed.
The other thing that was... So that obviously that was exciting. The other thing that was exciting was... What was that company called that had the chair with the screens and it changed and all that stuff?
Is this in South?
MW3 Labs.
Yes.
Yes.
Which
MW3.
Stood for men working...
I like that.
Men working...
3 hours a day.
I don't know.
No.
I wasn't there for the interview. I don't know.
Yeah.
We did...
Men's working experience something.
All right. So maybe...
Something like that.
That is very sexist.
Dr. Yes. Pepper 10 is for men only.
It's
discuss.
True.
Yes. Discuss.
Nope. this particular device.
I can't mute him tonight.
He is running this thing tonight. Go, Lante.
This particular device was pretty cool because it was a mechanical chair that had like a platform running off of it that held. Had an apparatus that held up to three screens. You can put one screen on it, but you can put two screens on the side, or you can have all three. If you have an Apple, you can only do one. Anyway, so you can have three screens on it. What it does is when you want to get into the chair, or, you know, if you, let's say you buy it and you assemble it, the screens will be, like, way up. It would look like it's not functional at all. When you sit down in the chair, you pull in this little desk that holds your keyboard, and then you lower the screen. The screen's lower to your eye level. And not only that, the chair, like, moves in all these crazy positions.
It leans
back and drops down and lifts up and all this crazy stuff. That was... Did it have any other functions? I think that was pretty much the gist of it. Was that it just kind of moved down. But it was cool because it the screens hover in front of you. So you're not having to rely on a desk or anything like that. I think it had a couple... Oh, it's got like a speaker system built into it.
That you would expect from a chair like this.
And they said it's mainly for like gamers or like programmers and things
you
like that.
You have got to be dedicated to your profession or your gaming, though, because it has a pretty hefty price tag.
$6,500.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm with Courtney on this.
And it doesn't come with the monitors.
It doesn't come with the monitors.
Yeah.
So
you got to really be dedicated to wanting the thing. But, you know,
getting to sit in it
and play with it, it really was kind of cool.
If it's the only thing you buy in your living room, you're fine.
If you don't need the TV.
Yeah. There you go.
If you work at home.
Business expense. Yeah. All tax write off.
Yep.
Here's my problem. It was pretty homely. I mean, it was kind of, it was cool. No,
it's not homey.
Homely.
Ah, gotcha.
With an L.
She is loving this.
It was a cool looking thing. Looked like it came straight out of Star Trek, but like it's pretty ugly. I mean,
it kind of looked like it was right out of Star Trek. Like it was a prop. It didn't feel finished.
You know the.
But it might be the only five of them there are.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's true. Because it's probably a prototype or something.
Some other evil word.
You guys have seen the newer Transformers movies, yes?
Yes.
All right. You've seen how Optimus Prime and his team, so the Autobots, how they look, yes? Now you've seen how Megatron looked, yes? How he looked gross. I think
the Megatron of chairs.
It's the Megatron of these contraptions. It just looked like it could be much more polished what's his name? Optimus Prime. I want him to be a really cool fire truck thing that looked awesome and shiny, not some dingy, nasty,
he's
monster-y
just,
yeah,
you can come this way
thing.
And talk to me?
I'm not being rude, and I wanted to show you something. Speaking of Transformers, we're totally going to get off topic.
Oh,
did you go down and see the Ford concept car?
No.
Not yet.
That looks awesome.
You ruined it. Spoiler
Sorry.
Alert, Courtney.
Spoiler alert. It's awesome. It just looks like a Transformer
movie.
Text
you that I'm mad at you now.
We will cover that on Friday.
Yeah.
But, those are my two favorite items.
Can I pop? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that ugly chair and
the ugly chair.
My laptop, which there's a better one out there.
So go to theuglychair.com.
Is that domain taken?
Click on the link.
In the center.
So you were going to pop him in the nose
something?
Yeah, I was
going to pop you in the nose and then burst your bubble because one of our podcasters that we're working with, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have met him, Jamie, he's a medic. He's a nurse.
Yes.
And he does a podcast about it, right? So I'm with him and he totally... It's just like, oh, this is so cool. And then Jamie comes in and tells us about what it's going to do to us. And
nice. He
says, oh, that's going to increase blood clots.
Thanks,
Jamie. Come on. Buzzkill. He said, I said, well, why? And he said, well, the increase of, you know, blood clots went up when people were using their laptops and things at work, blah, blah, because they don't get up and walk. And this is not going...
This is going the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's going the wrong direction.
That's where you kick him in the shin.
Yeah, so anyways.
Take him out.
Proceed. What? I just had to bring Debbie Downer. I had to come out.
So, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
We got a show to do still. We shouldn't really leave.
I'm going to pop him now.
Bow! Right
like
in the
bubble. No.
And then
my
there were two.
Thing, you go around these conventions and you see... what seems to be millions of different audio companies all having the new speaker or the new headphone like you've seen over there. But no one has an awesome wireless headset. You just don't see one. You lose the high end, you lose the low end, you have crap. I hate wires. These things bother the hell out of me. I can't do it. I just can't.
You can. You do it all the time.
I don't want to.
That's true. You can do it.
You can do
Stop
it.
Stop being a baby.
Don't join in,
don't
Courtney.
Don't be a baby.
Now who's being a...
You Courtney's mic. So...
You know what I was going to say.
I hear you, and I'm ignoring you. Now,
Whiny
I have the Beats headphones, and I got, you know, I've seen Sennheisers and Shure, and everybody has the great audiophile sound, but with this wire just attached to you. So... the fix is SMS Audio. We stopped by and saw them. Got 50 Cent autograph. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Floyd Money Mayweather was there. Called him Blanca. Enjoy that.
50 Cent looked
50
at me.
50 was there.
And he was
serious?
Just like.
It's his brand.
Mm-hmm. 50 was here.
50 was 50. Downstairs tonight.
And I missed him. And I missed Bieber.
I'll get you.
I saw Snooki yesterday.
Did you throw something at her and take her down
loss.
With the knees?
I explained what it looked like, and this is what it looked like.
I thought she would look like a sausage.
I will get you to go see Fitty tomorrow.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what?
Sure.
We can do it.
Are you joking?
No. You want to come with us?
We saw him today.
We'll make it happen.
I shook his hand and...
50 Cent. You got pictures with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a video of him.
Whole thing.
What? Mm-hmm. He got shot 50 times in the face.
Nine times.
I thought it was Fitty. Isn't that where the Fitty came from?
All right.
Is that where the Fitty came from?
Come on.
SMS audio. Wireless... audio technology, little transmitter, better than Beats quality headsets.
Huh.
Yeah. I listened to them. Blew me away. The Beats overcompensate on the... I'm ignoring it. Yeah, you two cannot sit together anymore. Let's just call it what it is here. Instead, it doesn't overemphasize. You just got to mute them, Jeffrey. Just mute three and four. No, I'm kidding.
No.
He will.
I know
you will. I believe that completely. But no. There's that for you, by the way. Pictures. You scroll to the right.
50 times in the
Keep
face.
Going.
Normally, with audio, with the Beats and with some of the audiophile headsets, they emphasize the sound. They don't really give you that natural reproduction. Sennheiser is one of the few companies that do. SMS does the same thing. They give you the natural volume of sound, but wireless, but you don't lose the high end.
All right.
It's not Bluetooth, and they wouldn't specify exactly what band of RF they're using.
Angry.
Or if they're using RF. Who friggin' knows? They would have to because there's no Bluetooth. But
well, Bluetooth is RF too.
Yeah, fair enough. But they wouldn't
specify.
They're
not using magic, so.
Not Bluetooth. I'm like, it's Bluetooth, not Bluetooth. I'm like, all right, it's what, 800 megahertz? What are we using here? I don't understand. But they wouldn't specify that.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to pick it apart and find out.
That'll be no big deal. We look at the FCC filing.
But the sound quality, awesome.
Nice.
It was, and that was good. Before I was like, oh, 50, this is his brand. I was intrigued by the headset first.
Well, good.
So we have to get our hands on a pair of those to walk out of here with. I'm just saying.
All right.
And keep in mind,
we'll bring Courtney.
You're going to try and steal from. Okay.
Yep.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, this is after we walk past, you know, countless headphones.
Yeah, you were on, like, the headphone side of the building.
Pretty much.
It was cool, though.
You know, we walked past
Skullcandy, Edifier, Emerson was.
I saw Edifier was here. Over there.
Yeah, a bunch of people.
They had karaoke machines.
They did.
Skullcandy's really coming up. I kind of
love Skullcandy. Yeah. I like it.
I like where they're going.
300. Mm-hmm. 350.
Tree
for the SMS headphones, for the wireless ones.
Okay.
Call them the street. Cred. Just street. More cred. So, it was good. They were good. That was my exciting thing.
Thank you
very much.
That's very exciting.
And then Shogun Brothers has
that sounds like a pizza place.
Yeah, it's not, though, unfortunately.
Or a Chinese buffet.
That's what I was thinking.
Indeed.
But no. You can't do this on your show, can you? This is why you're doing this now. It's fun for you.
Sorry.
We do it all the time.
It's all good. They have they won an award here, CES Innovation Award for 2012 in design and engineering for this mouse. It's a 3-in-1 mouse. It's a mouse, a laser pointer, and a gamepad for PC. The gamepad's on the bottom. The laser pointer's on the bottom. The mouse is on top, and you can change the modes.
Mm-hmm. So all right.
And they've also worked out a deal with Assassin's Creed Revelations to make a leather customized version of the mouse gamepad presenter.
So nice. The left and right click is covered in leather. Excuse me.
Lever. That's a right click and a left click.
Exactly.
It's a little bit more difficult, but it's
fun.
Unique.
It's fun. It's
play Pong like no other before. It's just amazing.
Got a chance to have a clip of this guy failing a mission on Battlefield 3.
Nice.
It's hard on the PC.
He got on me when I was playing Dirt 3 on the peripheral.
It's because you suck at driving in real life.
You suck at Battlefield.
And there we are.
Well, you've driven a car. He hasn't been to war.
Boom.
I've never driven a car that goes 200 plus miles an hour.
Yeah, it's just scalability.
I like the way you think, sir.
I'm going to punch him in the nose.
So that just leaves me.
We're on the show.
Yes. No one's punching you anyways. Back to me.
Everybody's on the floor bleeding.
Yeah.
All right. So I suppose that leaves me.
It does.
Zombies.
But we're out of time.
Oh, okay. Well, so one of the first things that John and I encountered this morning was a company that produced a pocket projector. And we're like, all right.
We've seen
it's another pocket projector. Yeah.
But
it's about that big. It's not
how big we're on radio.
There's people who listen. I know. Uh-huh. I don't know how big would that be.
4x3, 4x3.5.
About this big?
Yeah, about the size. A little bigger than a cell phone.
What kind of cell phone?
Right. Any of them.
Okay.
It's a little bigger than any.
We were being general. That's right.
Yeah,
a little bigger than an iPhone.
I think that's the rule tonight.
Yeah.
And it 500 lumens, not the like 14 that you normally see.
Yeah, right. If there's a candlelight, you can't see the image. Sorry, guys.
Right,
you just can't.
And
if you sneeze, and the image goes away. Just 500.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Lumens. There were what 6, 10, 4. There were 14 of them running and on display. The thing that really caught our attention was not so much the projector. Yes, the fact that the projector was able to do this is impressive, but they had three of them in series with one large image. Now, there's a couple cool things. One, they were able to get this little projector to project a very large image on the wall. Yes, they had a roof over their booth, so it was a little darker than the rest of the convention center, but not that much. You can't darken it too much when you've got an open wall, right?
Yeah.
So, but the software that was driving it, there was a webcam standard like Logitech or Microsoft webcam up on the wall behind the projectors, filming the wall and adjusting the image if something went wrong. So if the booth had shifted and the projectors moved, no problem. The software would take care of it and auto-correct the image.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you didn't see that in audio, this is what it was like. Not good. Okay.
You understand that they couldn't see that in audio either. Yeah. All right. Just making sure.
She is awesome.
I'm so smart.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
But yeah, the picture quality was fantastic. They had one that was hooked up to a game console, one that was hooked up to a computer, one was hooked up to an iPad. The picture quality was great on all of them. I think the new one is able to do 720p.
Very nice.
For a projector you can hold in your hand is impressive.
Not bad.
Yes.
And the throw distance wasn't major. I mean, it was maybe 5 feet from the wall, and it was producing a large image. I'd say probably a 32-inch
nice
diagonal image. That's so
yeah. So I shouldn't tell you about the 52-inch projector with the 700 lumens and the 1080. No?
Well, discuss.
I'm just kidding. I didn't know. I just wanted to be in it.
Just making stuff up.
You should have done it.
I know.
You should have. And said it was like as small as a pin.
Yeah. And it was the size of a dime.
Yeah, so
a cell phone.
That one was mine. It's kind of how we started our day, and it was nice. And then we had the benefit of running into an old friend.
Love it.
That's
we
good.
We saw Fractal Design.
Fractal, we did.
Yes.
Who, we got to do a hands-on with last year, and they are on the show floor this year.
They are.
Tucked away in a Venetian suite last year, and they have space on the show floor. They've more than doubled their product line, it looks like, which was nice to see. They are a computer case manufacturer for hardcore gamers. They've got major cooling and noise dampening.
Massively quiet.
Oh.
And all modulated, so you can control how much quiet or how much cooling you want in your computer. And they're sub-300 for the case, which is awesome.
And our longtime listeners and viewers will remember 6 months ago or so we did a promotion.
We did.
With Fractal. We gave away one of their cases. So they've got all kinds of cool stuff down on the show floor. It was nice to see them on the floor. Nice to see them expanding, because last year at CES, they were just entering the U.S. market.
Right.
Nice.
They had been in Canada and Germany and Switzerland, but they never entered the U.S. market. They teamed up with Newegg, and it's worked out well for them.
Yeah,
so.
Very good.
And I told the guy, they hired a graphic designer to customize some of the cases for not only for this event, for other events, and he's been contracted to do things for other companies like Corsair and what have you. He did a custom Fractal Design Battlefield 3 case with actual bullet holes in the side casing.
It was
that's
awesome.
I'm not even a gamer. That's pretty cool.
There's that for you. And scroll over there and take a look at that. And we'll post those pictures up on our website, F5Live.tv.
Absolutely.
He did the steampunk one at...
very cool.
He did the steampunk one at the Corsair booth, some footage of.
Yeah. It was...
It's awesome.
It was nice.
Freaking bullet holes. So somehow I'm walking away with that thing. I don't know how, but it's going to happen. Bill Owens is the name of the guy.
There you go.
So make sure you check out his YouTube channel. He's done this for 12 years.
Wow.
Of customizing computer cases.
He's a good guy.
Inside and out. And he also customizes mice to make them look like anything.
Like the animals?
Those. Testing on animals. It's good stuff.
Sound effects again.
This is a rarity. I don't know what you've done to him over there, number four.
You are
dance.
It's never like this.
I don't know.
Are you free tomorrow now? We'll replace John again for this. This is great,
right?
I must admit, like, having a female on is actually very
But you're
refreshing.
Next to John all the time.
John's not a female.
Well, he acts like one.
He acts like one. It's not the same.
I want to see what happens when John and Courtney sit in those chairs. And observe
probably
what there.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, probably. He'd be like, wow, there's a girl talking.
John would just be like...
still did the same
thing. The same thing, because we know.
Well, John was, he confused me on when you guys joined us on live, because he said something. Because
like, you weren't sure if he was a guy or a girl.
I wasn't sure. No, that is not you. I almost said it too. I'm just kidding. No, but we talked about the click-clicks.
Yes.
And then he didn't, well, he said something about impersonations. And I was like, what is he talking about? We thought he was going somewhere.
South?
Yeah.
Creepy.
But yeah. It really wasn't that bad once they told me. But on air, it was like, where is he going?
Yeah. And he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't tell you on air.
Oh, dear.
And then it made it like.
Creepy.
Oh.
She's like.
You're creeped out by him now, officially.
Yeah. Right, she was like, what? I'm like, I don't know.
And yeah. And then he's like, I don't know. And then my boss was like, let's keep it family friendly.
And it turned out
And it was nothing. It wasn't bad.
Perfectly family friendly.
It was very kind of him.
John's sense of humor is
sick
scary.
And twisted.
Different.
That's a good way to call it.
Poor John.
Special, I think, is how the state of Nevada would put it.
Yes. Did you see the click clicks yet?
I think that their season is over. It is too cold.
You're not going to the right places. Let's
really,
hang out tonight.
Oh, yeah. See
them.
A lot of them. Day.
Every day.
A lot of
every
them.
Day.
I still haven't found my destiny with them.
So like
the name of the girl is
yeah.
Okay,
gotcha. Last year, two of the cards that we were handed early on in the week, actually before the convention started, were Hope and Destiny. So we carried them around all week. So we always had Hope and Destiny on our side.
That is pretty cool.
And I haven't
nice
found my gem, my angel. Yeah,
when I was here for a bachelorette party, and we would take them, and we were going to send them to a friend in Japan as a joke,
nice.
And say we got you something. But my friend said, "Ooh, we should play go fish," and she said that as she was grabbing one because we could have all these cards, right? And the lady said, "No, wouldn't give her any because she heard that we could play go fish."
What?
Got any hope?
Clearly, we're not gonna play go fish. But she was really offended by that. So I don't know what that.
I didn't know they understood English.
Well, I know they caught me off guard.
So
do they not know that almost everybody considers them to be a joke?
I know. Well, I don't know. All over the ground may be a hint.
Right.
Well, you'll enjoy this then.
Okay.
Last year,
maybe
it was our last day of the crazy CES. And
the normal CES. Yeah. The crazy CES is after.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, because Sunday, Monday is normal, and Tuesday through Friday is the crazy. So we're walking out of the convention hall, and I was sick and tired of the click-clicks. Absolutely tired of them. They're all over the place that day, right at the end of the road there
they
where we were walking away.
They were like
in droves.
Almost here on property.
It was nuts.
Like they weren't on the property, but as soon as you leave the private property and get onto the sidewalk, they were waiting for us.
50 of them and not a civic in sight. It was ridiculous. So they're snapping, doing the, trying to get your attention, waving them in your face. So I took my stack of business cards and I said, trade?
And they did it?
And sure enough, they took them and started handing out my business cards. Best thing I've ever done.
Yeah,
that it was
viral marketing at its finest.
I bet that's how we got some viewers in Korea.
Had to have been.
They're like,
what's
oh,
this?
Oh, no.
It still doesn't explain the Czech Republic.
Fair enough. So there we are.
Our number two viewership is the Czech Republic.
Enjoy that.
Really? Well, hello.
Yeah.
I hate you all.
We have no idea.
How to say hello in Czech. We have
I'm
no
like,
idea.
What?
Yeah. Czech low.
That's
stupid.
Czech low.
It's like hello, Czech low.
Czech low.
Czech low.
I see what you cello.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
cello.
Thing.
Cello.
Got it. So that's it. That's our show. Then.
It is.
That's how we're going to do this thing. Continued coverage, of course, f5live.tv and at the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. They're streaming live seemingly all the time.
Yes.
With you kicking things off tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Have to be at breakfast at 6.
So what time do you start?
I start at 9.
Pacific?
Pacific.
So tune in at noon Pacific time for tpn.tv.
Exactly. Thank you for doing the interpretation.
I got this.
Got it.
I'm a
pro.
No, tune in at 9.
He said noon Pacific.
Oh, not noon Eastern.
He was suggesting
joking,
that they skip
watch
you.
After. I kind of thought you said that, and then I was like, no, maybe he's being nice, and then you aren't being nice, and so.
Have you been listening to the show?
Are you new?
Nick's a jerk.
No, no, she's great. Okay, here.
Are you?
No, here. I'll fix it. If you don't listen and listen after, I'll find your IP and shut your internet down.
Boom.
How's that?
Ooh, look at that.
Smackdown. And I can do that. I'm on air.
Like,
did he really?
You're floating? Or, there you go.
It's a new drug here.
Yeah, buddy.
It is so, Las Vegas.
In the books, day two. Done. Close it up.
Sounds good.
That's what they're telling us, at least. Rapid. Security's yelling at us down there. I don't know.
No, not really.
So,
hey, you kids.
Of course, Facebook, iTunes, Zune, F5Live.tv, Ustream. We're all over the place.
We are.
RSS. Those things exist. I'm done with you. You're not getting a mic tomorrow night. No. It's because he didn't get his own mic last night. That's why.
Oh, my dear. Wait, my dear.
What is he doing?
I didn't take the pictures of the deer. Where's McCain? Not John
McCain. Just mute him.
McCain.
He did his
thing. We're not being political
there's,
here.
There's McCain. A thing we do.
Put my iPhone. Nice. This is my show now. So we're going to stay tuned to the show here with the McCain. McCain wanted you to tell him how to. No, that's. I don't like golden showers.
All right. Normally, what happens is if some one of them start talking stupidly, I have a kill button right next to me.
He gotcha. Did the awesome thing.
I use it all the time. Yeah, Jeffrey is a mean person, is what's happening
he
right
is
now.
He's the best.
That was great.
I love you, Jeffrey.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. No, no, yeah.
It's all good. So, Courtney, go ahead and plug your show and who you are and how to reach and contact. Do the whole thing. Do
gotcha.
The thing.
Gotcha. You can check us out. Check me out Monday, Wednesday, Friday at RBNN Live, RBNN.TV. Just go there. Check it out. Give you all the information. And SDR News, Tuesdays and Thursdays, SDRnews.com. You can find me on Twitter at CourtyPants. And you can circle me on Google Plus. Is that good?
Circle me.
Circle me.
It was cute.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Follow me.
Courty Pants.
Courty Pants.
My boss hates
C-O-R saying. Or C-O-U-R?
C-O-U-R-T-Y-P-A-N-T-S.
T-Z. Because the Z's hardcore.
It is. So
it is.
Change it.
The Z would make it
street
more hardcore.
Cred.
I'm going to follow you like right now.
Okay. Done.
Like out of the convention center.
So tune in. And shout out to your buddy.
Awkward.
To my buddy.
Yeah, Andy.
Oh, Andy McCaskey.
Yeah, I'll give
yeah,
him a shout
course,
out there.
Of course. Yes, Mr. Andy McCaskey. You can find him. He's the host of SDR News and also with me on RVNN Live. So he'll be here. You can find him on Twitter, AXMC. I don't know what that means. Mm.
And give him a shout real quick.
Jeffrey Powers.
Jeffrey!
Magazine. Woo! Got a new show, iPad 365.
Clap at Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You're just going to, like, hold one up and spin it around? Is that?
all for an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. Spinning it.
Nice.
The best hour of on-air television ever.
Jeffrey, you should probably do that someday if you like run out of ideas. Just
spin it 1 week.
365. Call it 360 instead of 365 and just spin it.
Or maybe on the 360th day.
There you go. Courtney's got ideas.
She does.
I'm an idea
person. Marketing genius.
Yes. That's what you can call me.
All right. We're done. On behalf of the staff that's not here, I'm Nick.
I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm Courtney.
There you go. I'm going with James. Alante has been fired.
We have James instead.
James has joined the crew, and I'm the new photographer with McCain.
John will be on next tomorrow night.
You want to take
him? And Alante, we're going to drop him off somewhere at the Salt Lakes.
What was
and be done
name?
With him.
I'm going to take his monorail pass.
Someone
no,
take him out.
Not McCain. I need to
$10,000 cash reward.
I got cats.
I feel it makes me feel bad when I take him.
Thank you. I need this for this for my walk-in with my arthritis.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow night,
and my
day three of CES coverage.
I got real bad
Courtney
diabetes.
Might or might not be on. She might be scared out of
and
her mind
ankles.
At this point, so we'll see how that goes.
My ankle's got diabetes.
Oh, my God. You know, the goal was to show Todd that we're a professional show that delivers the news in an unbiased fashion without the glitz and glamour of the big guys that don't know what they're doing.
What are you going to do? Delete all the other episodes?
So far, we've done completely the opposite. And it's
and now for something completely different.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's been a tremendous
it's,
amount
it's
of fun.
It's been really
so.
Fun. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Fun. That's what's important.
Indeed.
I like
what's the rule?
our entertainment.
It's about our entertainment. And yeah.
Forget everyone else. So as long as you were satisfied.
I was. This
was.
What's your name, Brandon?
She answered. That's the important part.
I like Brandon here with the hair.
The Brandon with the hair.
All right, we're leaving.
That's it.
See you tomorrow night.
Ciao.
Bye.
See ya.